Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with a familiar face. You've seen him on Insider Travel Report before, Bob Lapista, who's president of SeaDream. Now, Bob is SeaDream was one of the few cruise lines to actually cruise this summer, and they have big plans to cruise this fall in November. And we're going to talk to him about that and a whole lot of other great policies and programs they've put in place to support travel advisors. And you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. First of all, Bob, how are you and where are you?
Hi, James, and hi to all of you out there. I'm actually in Dallas, Texas. I have two daughters who live here and doing absolutely great. They've blessed me with two grandsons. Actually, one arrived yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's great. It's a great time here in Dallas. We all, during a pandemic like this, we have to look at the positives because it's so easy to look at the negatives. And, I'm always a glass half full guy, optimistic, and I look forward to this interview and also the future of our industry, because things are going to get far better very quickly.
Well, indeed, we're putting this out on the day the CDC is expected to either ignore any extension of the no sale order or not. We'll see what happens today, and we're all very hopeful that they will not extend it again. But you've already been sailing. SeaDream was really the first luxury cruise line to get back in the water, as I said, this summer. You were sailing out of Norway itineraries, and I know you and I both wanted to go on those, but, they didn't want us Americans over there. What were those itineraries, and how did those sailings work out for you?
That's right, James. I feel so so proud of our owner, Otley Brinestad, who our both yachts were sitting over there in Lisbon during the start of the pandemic. And Otley thought, and he said, what can I do? I don't want my crew just sitting there waiting for whatever the end of this pandemic is. So we went to the government in Norway and actually came up with the very unique idea of sailing voyages only in Norway with one little stop in Denmark for exclusively Scandinavian guests, except for Sweden, because they had a rather high COVID count over there in Sweden, but Finns, Danes, as well as folks from Norway. In mid-June, we started 12-day voyages using SeaDream One.
Right.
Those voyages sold out so quickly, we quickly made the move and brought up SeaDream Two. So we did a series of from mid-June all the way through. They just completed, actually, the end of September. We've been doing these 12 and 7-day voyages, basically of the fjords, either 7 or 12 days, and have been incredibly successful. And I'm very proud of our crew, as well as our vice president of hotel operations, Sudesh,
right,
keeping 100% COVID-free throughout the entire operation.
Now, what you were just using SeaDream One on those cruises. What was going on with SeaDream Two?
Well, initially we started with SeaDream One because we started with absolutely no bookings, and the bookings came in so quickly from travel advisors throughout Scandinavia. As a result of that, Otley made the decision to bring SeaDream Two up as well.
Okay.
So we were very fortunate to operate both SeaDream One and SeaDream Two on these great voyages throughout Norway. And about 50% of the guests were very loyal SeaDreamers from Scandinavia, where we have a lot of loyal guests.
Right.
But the other 50% were brand new, and they were in a situation where they couldn't leave Norway during the pandemic, but they could, in fact, join one of our voyages. So the travel advisors who started booking us really had great success in earning super commissions as a result of SeaDream being basically the only product they had to sell other than hotel space within Norway.
No, you had an extraordinary, that was a wonderful thing you did this summer. I know other small ship cruise lines tried, and some unfortunately had cases of COVID, whether they were false or not, and they couldn't proceed. But you did it, and now you got something coming up. You got you're going to start, I believe, with a transatlantic repositioning cruise of SeaDream One from Norway to the Caribbean, and then You're going to follow that up with a series of sort of roughly 7-day round trip sailings out of Barbados, I believe, mostly to ports in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, as well as Grenada. Talk a little bit about those itineraries and how they'll work.
That's correct, James. We, on October 15th, are going to take Sea Dream 1 out of Oslo and do a 21-day transatlantic voyage that will stop in Rotterdam, Portsmouth, Funchal, Kingston, St. Vincent. We'll do our famous beach party in Meru prior to arriving in Bridgetown on November 5th.
Right.
That's to position for a series of 22 voyages, primarily of 7 days, but around the holidays we have a couple 8-day and 6-day voyages during New Year's and Christmas time. But we're selling that transatlantic now. We've got a very loyal following in Europe as well as in the United Kingdom, and guests can join that voyage in either Oslo, in Rotterdam, or in Portsmouth in the UK. To do the transatlantic all the way into Barbados. And then many of them will continue on some of our voyages in Barbados. The actual voyages that we'll be doing, 7-day voyages in Barbados, and the reason we selected Barbados is when it comes to voyages in a pandemic or COVID environment, you need to have an incredibly close relationship with the government, as well as setting up the protocols with the countries involved where you're sailing to. We learned that in Norway, dealing with both Denmark as well as Norway. But these voyages will be exclusively Barbados, the Grenadines, Grenada, and then, of course, back to Barbados. But consistent with our It's Yachting, Not Cruising history, we are visiting very unique ports. So we'll be doing our beach party on these voyages in Meru. We'll go to the Canoan Island, Tobago Key, Union Island, Equi. Our guests will absolutely have a spectacular time, and we're really pleased to offer travel advisors now in North America the opportunity to sell these voyages, Bridgetown, 7 nights. And back-to-backs are possible. You'll have the same voyage the following week, but these are incredible opportunities to see the Caribbean and experience a real true yachting experience.
Now, how have bookings been so far in these new itineraries? I believe you even had a $500 off offer for new guests sailing on them.
Yeah, the voyages have just been loaded on the website and are now available, fully available to sail. We have a booking promotion that's going on, $500 per stateroom off for new bookings that are received on any of these voyages in the weeks coming up.
Yeah, so also, you also have something that you put in for all across the board. You're calling it the Ultimate Booking Assurance Policy, which enables guests really to cancel up to the day of departure, whether it's COVID-related, and you give 100% cash refund or 120% future voyage credit. And if it's non-COVID related, you still give, and they're not comfortable with traveling, you can cancel up to the day of the sailing and still get 100% future voyage credit. Tell us a little bit about that, because it was a pretty amazing offer.
That's correct, James. It's interesting. Kristen Dreesen, our vice president of sales, and I put our heads together and said, you know, what would be a really good booking assurance program? We came up with what we considered was an incredible program, and we presented it to Otley for his consideration. He actually came back to us and said, no, I want to go right up to day of departure, and this is what I want to offer. Mm-hmm. And it really is, for the travel industry, the cruise industry, the ultimate booking assurance. You don't have to buy insurance. You can just simply take this offer, make a booking, and if for a COVID-related reason you have to cancel right up to the day of departure, we will give, as you mentioned, the 100% cash credit, cash refund, or we'll give the 120% credit for a future voyage if the guest chooses and prefers to move to another Mediterranean voyage or a voyage the following year. Also, if for no COVID-related reason, the guest simply at time of voyage isn't comfortable in sailing, We'll give 100% future voyage credit to be used at the future. There's nothing better in the industry than that, and we're really pleased to bring it to market. We believe travel advisors can use that exceptional offer to help convince their clients, even though everything may not be crystal clear in exactly what the future is going to bring. This gives you the assurance you can make the booking, you can make the deposit, and if you have issues and you don't want to sail, you have that those funds protected for future voyage opportunities.
No, that's a wonderful offer. And then you also introduced something for travel advisors. I believe those who book one of these new voyages, they can access a fam cruise for anyone who books any of those cruises out of Barbados. And tell us a little bit about how this fam cruise offer works and the cost for advisors and their guests.
Yeah, that's true, James. We do have this offer that is out through October 9, and this is for new bookings that come in between now and October 9. If a travel advisor makes simply one booking on any of our Caribbean sailings in Barbados round trip, they can take advantage of a travel agent reduced rate and sail with themselves and a companion, either on the same voyage as their clients, or if they want to sail on one of the other voyages, they can do that as well. That's good on all voyages except for the Christmas and the New Year's voyage.
No, that's a fantastic offer. It's a great offer and a good chance for them to experience Sea Dream either again or if they've never experienced it before. What's going to happen? What's happening with Sea Dream 2 during this time? Will it continue doing the Norway cruises? Will it move somewhere else? And would you even consider bringing it over to the Caribbean if these cruises out of Barbados do very well?
We are, time will tell. We have announced Sea Dream 1, and that is locked and ready to happen. We have very high optimism that Sea Dream 1 will sell incredibly well. It's limited inventory. All of our guests who were booked on our other voyages prior to the pandemic have had the opportunity to move over. But we don't have real significant new inventory to sell because so many loyal guests said, I'll do Barbados. That sounds great to me. And so they transferred over to that voyage. Assuming the bookings stay strong, which we are seeing right now today, and we expect next week and the week after to be the same, Sea Dream 2 could come over from Norway and also start the operation in the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. Part of it is the U.S. and British Virgin Islands haven't opened as quickly as Barbados and the Grenadines, and that's why we made the selection to go there first. But assuming things continue in a positive light, we also know we do incredibly well out of San Juan, St. Thomas, and St. Martin in operating in that region. So it's our hope that we're also able to offer these voyages in the Caribbean on Sea Dream 2. If not, then Sea Dream 2 will stay over in Norway, and she will start the voyages at the start of our Mediterranean season, which is already on the website and selling very well for Mediterranean 2021.
Right. Now, so in 2021, at what point would you get back to what your published itineraries are, if you actually will? Because you don't necessarily have to. This Barbados thing was not on your published. But now at some point, if all goes well, I would assume you'd have both ships over in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah. Although we end our Caribbean season right at the beginning of April, and then we do our transatlantics over to the Mediterranean. So our Mediterranean season, which is up and available for both yachts on the website, that starts in May and then goes throughout. And we've got some real exciting opportunities in the Mediterranean coming up. We're, for the first time, doing a very, very nice voyage out of Athens, including Israel. We're going back to Istanbul in 2021. We've got a lot of Croatia. And wherever we are in the Mediterranean, we're still going where the big ships aren't. We're looking at all those unique yachting experiences that our guests absolutely love.
No, and I have taken your Mediterranean cruise and your Caribbean cruise, and they are amazing, amazing sailings. And
you know, we're 19 years in business now. We've just celebrated our 19-year anniversary. We started right at 9/11, and we weathered that storm. I'm proud of our entire team and how well we're weathering this pandemic storm. It hasn't been easy, and it hasn't been, you know, easy, obviously, for anyone in the travel and tourism industry. But I'm just very pleased and optimistic about the future going forward once we get this behind us.
No, absolutely. Now, what are you doing in terms of implementing sort of the new health and safety protocols to your vessels, you know, to protect guests and crew from COVID-19?
Well, our team, led by Sudesh Kishore, Vice President of Operations, the hotel operations, have done just an incredible job. And basically, you need to look at your own protocols, but also the protocols of any country that you're visiting. Mm-hmm. For our Barbados-bound guests, we're requiring, prior to their arrival in Barbados, and this also, if you go onto the Barbados website, you can see some of this as well, but you need a COVID PCR test done 48 to 72 hours prior to flying to Barbados. Mm-hmm. And you need that documented prior to your arrival.
Right.
Right now, we believe you can expect another test at the airport on arrival. Mm. We are encouraging our guests to arrive for their Sea Dream voyages on the day of departure. However, it is looking very probable that guests will be able to arrive a day or two earlier and stay in designated hotels in Barbados prior to embarking on their Sea Dream voyage. For embarkation, because the processes we're doing in retesting guests prior to embarking, we're going with staggered embarkation times all the way from noon, which is earlier than our normal embarkation, all the way up to 6 p.m.
Right.
And for late arrivals in Barbados, we'll also be there and able to embark guests later. Our doctor will greet all of our guests. They will run the Abbott ID Now machine COVID ID test. We will be able to get the results within 15 minutes. These machines have already been purchased. And he will also take the temperature of all guests, as well as have them fill out a health screening form prior to embarking on the vessel. Mm. Once you're on board, we have a thermal scanner now that will record temperature, and this will be used anytime you're leaving the yacht as well as on a daily basis. It's not something that requires you to put a thermometer in your mouth or anything like that. It's a very quick process, and it's simply logged for the safety of all guests as well as. We're also requesting, of course, and we're all learning this in everything we do, that maintaining social distancing simply makes common sense.
Right.
The amount of cleaning on board that is going on, and any of our past guests know that our crew is always cleaning all touch points on the yacht, but we have a new procedure for pre-sanitizing staterooms with a piece of equipment called UltraPure AP4.
Okay.
Is an advanced ultrasonic fogger used for high-level disinfection in hospitals and so forth. We have purchased those units, and they'll be used on our yachts. We also have the use of UV lamps in addition to sanitize the staterooms on a daily basis. And many, many hand sanitized dispensers throughout the entire yacht. A couple other changes are taking place. We're not known for buffet on Sea Dream, but no longer will you be able to select your luncheon items and so forth from any kind of a buffet. You will be able to select those, and the waiter will be, based on your selections, bringing it to you. So all kinds of attention to detail in ensuring that our guests and our crew are safe and we remain COVID-free to the best of our ability. There's also things like when you enter the yacht, we have new pads that clean the shoes for guests arriving. So we've turned over every stone. We're following both government regulations as well as regulations that just our medical experts see as appropriate to ensure that we remain with our clean record from a COVID standpoint. The experience, onboard experience for the guests, once they're on board, we know they're in a very safe environment. They're basically in their home, if you will. And because of all the testing we've done, so we want to do our best to ensure that the guests feel the onboard experience.
Sure.
It's very, very similar to what they have come to love with Sea Dream Yacht Club.
Well, if I recall, the waiters, the when you went to the buffet on Sea Dream 1 or Sea Dream 2, they wouldn't even let you carry your plate to the table. And I said, no, it's okay. I'll take it. But no, I couldn't do that. So it's not going to be that different. I tell you that much.
That's correct, James. And for many of the travel advisors out there who've never sold Sea Dream, I started Sea Dream with Otley some 19 years ago. And I love what I do because of the incredible crew we have on Sea Dream 1 and Sea Dream 2. And I just have to ask you to trust me. If you send your very valuable clients on Sea Dream, more than likely they'll rebook future voyage on board during the voyage. And of course, when they do that, you get full commission credit for those future bookings as well. Our onboard booking numbers are just incredible. And our repeat test factor is, over 65% on most of our voyages throughout the year.
No, it's really a great experience, and having done it a few times myself, I can fully endorse it. It's one of my favorite cruise experiences, that's for sure. Now, as we talk today, and this is going to appear on September 30th, which is the date that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control's no sail order, basically it's for mid-sized and larger ships departing from North American ports, was set to expire on the 30th, and many believe the CDC will simply let it expire. But if it does not, if it extends, does that affect your plans at all for Barbados and those cruises?
Well, James, we're very hopeful it is not extended, that it just is let to expire, because we really want the entire industry to come back and come back strong. We happen to be, given the fact that we're under 250 total on board,
right,
we fall under the requirements of that no sail order.
You're so almost under 100, but maybe not.
That's true. We're well under the 250, but we normally have 100 guests on board with close to equal number. We truly want the entire industry to come back, and we know it will, and we know we provide as an industry an incredible experience, and there's so many loyal cruisers out there who are looking forward to getting back to, in our case, yachting on Sea Dream.
Well, I know we're all looking forward to getting back at sea. Now, is there anything else you want to tell our travel advisors out there during this pandemic? And is there anything else you want to let them know about Sea Dream today?
Well, my hope for all of you is that you also have weathered this storm. It hasn't been easy for any of us. I hope you and your families have remained healthy. And if not, that your recovery has been great. And we look forward to welcoming your clients on Sea Dream. And again, we will take incredibly good care of them, and they will be in a healthy and safe environment to return many times in the future on Sea Dream. But here's to your health. Here's to our mutual success and great times for you.
Wonderful. Bob, thank you very much for taking the time, and congratulations on your new grandchild. It's great. In a way, you're back home and you can enjoy that. But we do want to see you back at sea one of these days, and you and I have to go on one of these together soon. I know we hang out all over the world. We attended an Australian rules football game together, which was a lot of fun. And I've known you for 30 years now. You were my first press trip, still remember it, to Cozumel, long before Sea Dream. But I always enjoyed being with you and getting together, and all this great news from Sea Dream is just the icing on the cake. So we're looking forward
to James, it would be our pleasure to welcome you on board one of these voyages. And, you're always welcome at Sea Dream, as you know very well.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.